flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We get to an NFL no huddle in a couple minutes as it is Super Bowl week, one day closer. You can hear the Super Bowl right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back page with Bo coming up. We'll get back into some Falcon stuff as well. Luka Doncic is having his introductory press conference this morning. It's morning in L.A., noon here. But get him some of that Kirk Cousins truth serum, you know? Get him some honesty pills, because he probably doesn't even know either. But, like, if you had to speculate, Luka, why do you think they traded you?
I don't know, dude, but they better hope they're right.
They better hope they're right.
They better hope they're right, because, I mean...
How can they even be right?
I don't know. Like, that's what I'm saying.
What would that mean? Luka would have to just suck
now. You think... I mean, I would think... You would think Wimby, I say SGA...
Oh, you're talking about guys that you wouldn't do the trade for.
And I say Ant-Man.
Yeah, and Jokic. Would you trade him for Jokic?
And Jokic. These are players that I would now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I wouldn't trade Giannis for.
You wouldn't? I don't know. I would think about that one. If you were talking, if it's the same deal, right? It's Luka, Maxi Kleba, and whatever. Like whatever the package was that you got. And you're giving up Anthony Davis or player X, a guy like Max Christie, and a first round draft pick in 5 years. I don't know. I'd probably trade Giannis.
Like, in your eyes, Luka's that good.
Younger, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean,
I think you kind of. I think, offense to Giannis. I think Giannis is really good. Great player.
I think Luka is freaking amazing.
I think Giannis.
I do. But I'm just like.
I think they got what they're going to get.
You wouldn't trade. Would you trade for Jason Tatum?
Ooh, you probably would.
Really?
But again, like, here's the thing, like, because it's not just like in a vacuum, like for like. Like, Jason Tatum's a part of a team.
Yeah, I understand.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So I'm not breaking up that team right now.
Right.
I can't do that.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I agree.
So that's a sort of a different thing. Like, I don't know. Like, the Anthony Davis one is easier because it makes so much sense with LeBron being older and all that. Like, a lot of these you have to take in the context of where the team's at right now. Like, I think SGA is just better anyway, but also I'm not breaking up that group.
Right.
They're all like 23.
Right.
And they're about to be the number one team in the Western Conference for the second straight year. And Anthony Edwards is the same age. I know that team's not good, so you maybe think more about that, but I'd keep Ant-Man over Luka. But there's just not very many guys that I would. Because that's the thing about with Milwaukee. Like, if I'm thinking about it from that standpoint, is like, you know, him and Dame are, it's working better than it did, and they've been healthy, which helps, but that team's all right. Like, that team's not winning a championship. Not this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it would take for them to do it. And they got it with him. Like, he might leave anyway. Like, Giannis might decide he wanted to leave. So I'd probably do that one. Yeah. But, like, there's not – yeah. I mean, there's very few teams in the NBA that would have said
no.
No to what the to what the Mavericks offered.
Which is him.
Which is Luka.
Yeah.
Which is Luka for one of your best guys.
Yeah.
I mean, Anthony Davis on almost any other team is their – and, look, he's probably their best guy right now. Like, Anthony Davis was the – I mean, overall was the most productive player on the Lakers this year. LeBron's the biggest name, of course. But Anthony Davis is better than LeBron right now.
I agree.
At this point of his career, both ends of the floor and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, there's only a few teams that wouldn't trade their best player for him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
just, most teams
most
would.
Teams wouldn't.
Yeah,
you most teams. Kawhi for him.
That's how you know they hate him.
Yeah,
because <You know? laughs> that's where I keep coming back to with this whole thing is like, I don't care what happened. It couldn't be one thing. This is a compilation of we're just so tired of this guy. We can't stand him. You gotta really hate a dude
like him and Nico. Just generational. Him and Nico don't like each other.
Yeah, and everyone. And, yeah. It can't just be Nico. There's no way Nico felt like
that
this
man
was,
said. I made the decision.
Well, I know, but
because you look at Jason Kidd's face in beside him, Jason Kidd was like, "What the hell did you just do?"
Jason doesn't have problems because Jason wants to win games.
What the hell did you just do?
You know, but like the travel secretary is probably tired of him. Luca's always like leaving empty beer cans behind in the bus. You know, I don't know. He's just got to be the worst. Dude. Think of the worst coworker you've ever had. He's got to be 10 times worse than that for this to happen. There's no other reason you trade a 25-year-old guy who's that good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
And just like the think of like, you know, like leaving Nicorette gum all over the place all the time, every day. You know what I mean? Lucas seems like a guy who'd chew Nicorette gum just to get the high.
Just to get the high?
You know? Just leaving a dip. Like he leaves his little dip spitter cup all over the place, you know? Like that guy.
Oh, there he is. Okay. Oh, that just made me that. Maybe made me laugh.
Trade him.
The gum.
Get him out of here. We can't stand him. Won't bathe. He's the worst. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Rob Pelinka looks like, he looks like, oh God, what's that actor's name?
Say what you were going to say.
Rob Pelinka looks like that actor. I can never.
Looks like Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe. Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks just like Rob Lowe.
That's a nice, fancy leather jacket
that's,
he's got on.
That's sharp right there.
Yeah, you got to look like that to be the Lakers.
Like, you got to be sharp to wear a leather jacket with the sleeves pulled
up. Yeah, with the sleeves rolled up.
Yeah, man.
And like a nice gold watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pelinka's doing good.
Yeah, he's doing
good. Luka's got a sweater, like button up combo on.
He looks so like, damn.
Looks like he's giving a presentation in ninth grade.
Like he don't want to be there.
Does he?
No, I'm just playing.
I think he's all right.
He's all right. He just looks like, could you hurry up, Rob, so I can.
Let me talk.
Let me talk.
Let me spill the beans here. Let me tell everybody what the hell happened in Dallas. All right. Hey, it's the Super Bowl this week.
Yeah, man.
Coming up on Sunday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's hear some of this. Is Roger Goodell's State of the Union address that he gives every single year. He touched on a million different things. Some of it you probably care more about than others. But here he is talking about the 18-game schedule.
If we do. 18-2 might be a possibility because we know that fans, I think, love football. They want more football, but we have to be incredibly sensitive and smart about the balance and how we deal with that.
Whatever, Roger.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, we love it.
Yeah, whatever.
What about the guys that have to play?
You got
to
play it, Roger.
That you claim to be worried about their health.
Yeah, right, Roger. Nobody cares what Roger says. Whatever.
I mean, they're going to go to 18.
They're going to go to 18 now.
Like, it's gonna
the key thing was he said. Because of the years left in the collective bargaining, they wait till afterwards.
Mm. How many years are left?
Like, I think six.
Oh, really?
Five or six, yeah. So
I would think they would want it faster.
You would
that.
Think so, right? So yeah. Unless they do something like that.
Here's the thing, like, 17's just awkward.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
It's a very ugly number.
It's an odd number. Like, no one likes that. You need to have even numbers. You can't even be 500.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing.
You can't even be 500 anymore.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that'll be the interesting.
I guess unless you tie.
It's going 18. It's just all about when they're going to end
exactly.
up doing it.
They're going to do it. We're all going to love it. There's going to be more football. They're going to stretch it out to where the Super Bowl happens on President's Day weekend. We're all going to get Monday off. You can get as drunk. You're already getting drunk anyway.
Right.
Now you don't have to go to work the next day and pretend you're not. It's the least productive day in American. It's in the American economy. So now we just get to sit at home.
Yeah.
Which will be awesome.
I love it.
Like, it's all going to be great for us. It's like, you know, it's the 60 more minutes that those guys have to go out there and get rocked.
For their health.
And hopefully, you know, one more game, I would hope, would lead to X amount of percent more pay. Or something.
You would think, right?
Or like slice of the pie or whatever, because it's going to lead to more revenue.
You would think, right?
Like more games mean more revenue for sure. You would think. No, I wouldn't. I mean, I would hope. I wouldn't think.
Sounds good.
We've been through it.
Sounds good.
I would hope, but I doubt it. All right, here's Roger Goodell talking about trying to figure out how to get to the bottom of first downs being called more accurately.
It is complicated. Obviously, you have a lot of humanity that interferes potentially with some of that, at least on from a camera angle standpoint. But you also have a shape of the ball that is different, and it's about where the ball is, not where the individual is necessarily. So there are a combination of factors are there, but I do think that technology will exist sometime in the future. We're continuing a lot with our partners is how to advance that as quickly as possible so we can get to that place.
Yeah. Great job. Great job. Great answer, Raj.
Football's shaped weird. There's a bunch of dudes out there. Like, what are we supposed to do, guys?
Great answer there, Roger.
I know people do try to, like, simplify it to, well, tennis does it. Mm. Obviously different. Like, tennis is able to do that because they've got, like, 9 cameras that can see the whole ball.
Right.
In football, he's right. I mean, it's a pile of 22 people. You can't see the football. Mm. So if you can't see the football, the camera can't see the football. You can't do the computer-generated thing of does it go over the line or not. But you could probably put some wires in it or something.
Wires in what?
Chips. I don't know.
In what?
In the ball. Put some computer chips in it or something. Infrared.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that.
There's already a chip in the ball.
No, what I'm saying is I don't think they're going to do all that. I think they're going to leave it alone.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, I think they're going to
No, they're going to do something.
They're going to leave
it alone. Not with all the gambling and all the complaining and all that. This is one of those things that if it raises to a certain level of whiny, which it is.
Which it is.
The NFL fan... Just the general NFL universe right now is so whiny about getting first downs right. Like, they'll fix it.
Okay.
When something gets fix it, or try to at least. When something elevates to this level, then they take care of it.
I think they'll review pass interference for you to this.
They did review pass interference.
No, make it in there.
Well, they did it, and they got rid of it.
No. Bring it back and keep it.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Bring it back and
keep it. No, I think they'll do all that. I think they'll review that. I think they'll do quarterback hits.
I just think because of everything that he did, I don't see how this works as far as the chips and the laser.
I don't know either. I just feel like, if we could put people in space, we could probably figure out whether or not a ball went 10 yards.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
I agree with that. But what if it's 11?
Then great. Then you got it.
All right.
First down.
Third and 11. What if it's 3rd and 11?
I don't think, the line is there. You just got to get like here because I'm really good at technology. I know a lot of stuff. You just got to get like a laser wall, that goes up to the moon, basically.
But triangulate. It's going to be generated on the TV.
No, in real life. It's like a laser field, and then the ball's going to also be made kind of pigskins, but also lasers in there. And then maybe some chips, too. Mm-hmm. And then when it touches it, a light's going to go off or something. Like, when they score a goal in hockey and the light goes off, when you get a first down, there's going to be a light on top of the stick, the first down marker, and then everyone's going to know what happened. Like if Josh Allen reaches it over the laser field.
Kind of like the electronic time 40.
Kind of. Like yeah, that. Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Like that because there's a chip in your thing and there's a chip at the end.
When your body goes through it, the first part of your body goes through it, that's when.
Well, I know, but that's because they could see your body. The problem is in this case, Saquon Barkley is sitting on the ball, and you can't see it. So the ball has to have some sort of laser shooting out of it in every direction. And Wi-Fi. I would put Wi-Fi in it. Probably.
I'm in. Sounds good. You sold me, Buck.
And then maybe 5G.
You sold or something. You sold me, though.
And then, and then when it goes over the line, then everybody gets free Wi-Fi in the stadium.
I'm sold. Book it.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Obviously, if anybody thought that I did.
Book it.
But somebody does. Like, come on. It's 2025. We could know when a first down, where a first down is. Yeah. Like,
book it.
Come on. Get after it.
I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm all in, dog.
We're a $15 billion industry. Okay. We're about to put people on the moon again. We haven't done that since 1972.
And Venus.
And sure. Yeah. Elon's going to Mars. Come on. We got to figure out what a first down is beyond just the chain gang. And all that. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. We're going to come back and let you hear Kirk Cousins tell you he got hurt in the middle of the season and kept playing. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another brow.
Woo! That's another great woo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't want to do, because he did, Bo did this, and I did, I don't like the double woos.
You didn't, I did.
Yeah, no, because I didn't, I, you know, I was usually doing it, but I don't do, like the double
woos. Yeah,
I threw somebody off one time. I'm like, damn, I thought it was 1 o'clock.
It's not 1 o'clock. 12:20. That was me wooing. Yeah. Randy will woo in about 40 minutes from right now, okay? We're wooing you for 3 hours.
Hell yeah,
pretty
man.
Much.
We're very seductive in wooing you in.
Sexiest sports radio show in America.
Wooing you in.
There you go. They didn't put out that list. They do like that thing that comes out every year. Came out again today. Like they rank the shows or whatever. They don't do the rank the sexiest midday shows in America.
Because once I drop the shirt,
because it'd be a one show list.
Yeah, yeah. You know, once you drop the shirt, it's on
first, and there's no second.
Get that back right on.
I guess we're 17th.
The back looking over the shoulder.
17th
with that profile.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what you do. Grease up a little bit. Let them know.
Yeah,
anyway, we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. We'd love to grab a clip or two of this Luka press conference for the 1 o'clock hour, so we can kind of get back to it, because as the story unfolds, like some more info comes out here and there and all that. Now there's like reports that Rob Pelinka was able to talk the Mavericks general manager off of some of what he was asking for.
I don't
as if he didn't have this, all the leverage.
This is him.
I guess no one had leverage.
Well, I mean, obviously you got to talk to the owner. You just can't trade Luka.
Right at the end, you have to run it past him.
Yeah,
right?
But no, this is him.
That guy might be.
This ain't Jason. Jason Kidd would have never signed off on that trade.
Never. And Mark Cuban wouldn't have if he was still the owner either. Yeah, no one would have ever let this happen. This is one of those things where it's like, it feels like it in real time. Who knows? Stuff is crazy in sports all the time and unforeseen things happen. But it feels like the dumbest thing that a general manager has ever done.
Seems like
it. Yeah. And like in 5 years, we'll know, or 2 years or whatever, we'll know. But it just seems like this guy, what's his name? Nico Harrison?
Mm-hmm.
He just seems like maybe he's terrible at jobs, because people may not know this. Maybe they do. He was an exec at Nike years ago and had an opportunity to sign Steph when Steph really kind of started playing well and didn't. He was shopping shoe contracts. And he called him Stephon.
Yep.
Called him Stephon in the meeting.
Yes.
And then put up a slide, and it was Kevin Durant, and it wasn't Steph, and just blew the meeting. Like Steph wanted to sign with Nike. Everybody wants to be a Nike athlete. Steph wanted to be a Nike guy, and at that point, they just were like, all right, well, obviously we're not signing here. So cost of Steph goes to Under Armour. Now he trades Luka. Who knows what else he's done? Bad hairline, tell you that. That man, if I was him, I'd have a hat on like gay kid.
That man said, it's my decision.
Yeah, well, it is. Stand behind it. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, man.
It just seemed like he might be the worst general manager ever.
We'll see.
It's possible.
If they come win a championship this year, right, Dallas, then whatever.
Then hand in the air, yeah. And I was wrong, yeah. And they were geniuses, and it's possible. But I don't know. It's one of those what's going to take a lot to be right. Like, a lot of stuff's going to have to go right in order for you to be right. And some of that stuff's going to have to be things going wrong.
Yeah.
Like, Luka's just going to have to suck
bad.
Now. He's going to have to be bad now. Like, if he's the same guy that he's been, then you're going to look like an idiot.
Yes. Damn, he looked like that low dude.
Yeah, Rob Pelinka looks like Rob Lowe. Like, they look like they're related.
Yes.
For sure.
All the way.
All right. So, let's get back into the Falcons. This happened before we came on the air today. Kirk Cousins went on the NFL Network this morning, gave an interview with Good Morning Football. We knew at some point, with the amount of microphones that he'll be talking into and the amount of truth that he likes to tell,
right,
he was going to tell us what happened.
Yes.
Like, that's what we said every time we tell him, man, what the hell happened in the middle of the season, that fall off? It's crazy. Well, we'll find out eventually because Kirk will tell us.
Yep.
He did.
Yep.
He did. He went on TV this morning and told us what happened. Here he is.
You know, I think the Achilles healed well. I think there was a little bit of just trying to get my right ankle back around the Achilles, but the Achilles itself healed really well. And even then, you know, we were 6-3, was playing well, doing a lot of good things, even if the right ankle wasn't perfect. You know, nobody's perfect in this league. We're never feeling 100%. It didn't really affect me too much. But then against the Saints, got hit pretty good in my right shoulder and elbow. Mm. And from there, kind of dealing with that, you know, was something I was working through and just never really could get it to where I wanted it. And so now it kind of. Now that the season's over, you have the time and the energy to say, okay, let's get the right ankle back. Let's get the shoulder back. Let's get the elbow back. And if we can do that, you know, feel like I got a new life ahead of me here in pro football.
Yeah. So obviously part of it is him wanting to have a life ahead of him in pro football.
Right.
So he's saying this stuff. So other teams will be like, oh, he was hurt. That explains it. He was on the injury report one day, and it was the Wednesday after that Saints game. That Saints game was November 10th. The first time that they have to put out an injury report is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday leading into the game. Now, they didn't practice that Wednesday. Remember, that was when they started switching into walkthroughs on
Hopefully
Wednesdays.
Hopefully that goes away.
Hopefully it does.
Yeah.
So it's an estimated report based on what guys would have been able to do had they been able to practice.
Right.
Right shoulder, right elbow. He was listed as limited participation had they practiced.
Mm-hmm.
Next day, he wasn't on it.
Right.
And was never on it again for the remainder of the season. So if nothing else happens,
somebody needs their ass kicked.
He does.
Because
if nothing else happens, the Falcons are at the very least going to get investigated again.
Yes.
Thanks to him. Talking into microphones.
Again. Well, he says it's a shoulder and elbow because Ross said it's not because of injury.
He kept saying it's not because of injury. Terry Fontenot.
This to me stinks because. On both ends, because if this man was hurt, and again, I will repeat it over again. Yes, athletes, we battle, we play through stuff all the time. Quarterbacks ain't no different. Hell, Phillip Rivers had a damn ACL tear and repaired it.
Yeah, you know what? Played pretty good.
And played in the damn in a playoff game. So you go through stuff. I understand that. And you know, you don't want to come out.
That was
all
public, though.
That's all public.
Everybody knew about
but
that.
But if your ass is hurt and you and your play suffer because of these injuries, which right now it looks like it did, then you're don't curse Randy. Then you are
selfish
as hell. Yeah. Something that we mentioned weeks ago, and I kept saying I don't know him, I don't want to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, he's selfish as hell if he knows that he can't go out there and play quarterback at a high level and is killing his football team. Because one thing about him, he's self-aware. He see he ain't playing
well.
He
knows what he's doing.
And he see he can't get the ball to where it needs to be and all this other crap. And I hear all this other crap, defenses that found him out and all that stuff. Yeah, they started pressuring him more and all that crap. But at the same time, this dude is damn good.
They were pressuring him before. Everybody knew what Kirk Cousins was. There was no secret about what he was.
But
he was just able to do it because his arm felt okay.
And if the Falcons knew this and they kept playing this dude, then they wrong too.
That's right.
This is crap. All right, this is a whole bag of stinky poop. All right?
Yeah, it is.
Because
exactly what it
because
is.
Because they cost whoever decision it was for Kirk to keep continue to go out there hurt. They cost his damn team a play. They cost his damn city a chance to go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
They got, I was going to say caught Jimmy Ray fired, but yeah, whatever.
Jimmy Lake might have got fired.
But Jimmy Lake seems like he's the scapegoat now.
Yeah, maybe he wouldn't have.
Maybe,
like, if they would have won a couple more games and maybe get in the playoffs and win a playoff game, you're probably not firing coaches.
This is unbelievable. If this man was this hurt And it was a Saints game when everything went completely off.
Yeah, just for context,
come on, man.
In case anyone's
come
wondering
on,
what happened after that game.
Come on, man.
They lost to the Saints that day in New Orleans. Saints had lost a million games in a row, fired their coach leading into that game. They lost that game 20-17, and he couldn't make a throw in the fourth quarter. Remember, there were throws to be made in the fourth quarter when the game couldn't make a throw. The next week was against Denver. They got absolutely smoked, 38-6. He had an interception. He threw for 173 yards, 18-27. Not good. The week after that, The week after that is the game, it was a bye week. So they had a bye week, which is another thing that isn't great to know, that had he been hurt or clearly was hurt, had it been communicated, if he was keeping it to himself, whatever, like you had a bye week to deal with it if you had all the information that you needed, and then he comes out of the bye week and he throws four interceptions. That's the game that he just talked about, the game where he hurts his shoulder, that preceded the three straight games where he threw zero touchdowns and eight interceptions.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he didn't want to take a break and let it heal because he's scared that Michael Pence is going to come in and light it up, that's selfish as hell, man.
Well, then I just don't have any respect for
that. If that's what he thought, and I'm not putting that on, I don't want to put it on.
No, this is all speculation.
Yes.
This is all speculation.
But if that's the case, that's a selfish-ass dude.
But that's a reasonable possibility.
That's a selfish-ass dude. And if this coaching staff and this organization knew that he was hurt and continued to put his ass out there, they gonna be up it too, because NFL gonna want to know now.
Oh yeah,
because Kirk can't help himself.
Yeah,
can't help because now he's in cover his ass because he knows that other teams saw him play. But now see. Kurt's shoulder. It was his shoulder.
Exactly.
It was his shoulder and his elbow. So, no, we can go sign him.
He needs every other team in the league to think that it was because his shoulder was hurt so bad the remainder of the season that he looked the way that he looked and he got benched and replaced.
Yes. That is crap, man. And that is one of them things where you hate to say that. You hate to think of somebody that. But if you were doing that to your team, knowing damn well that you can't get the job done, and there's a guy behind you that could probably do a lot better than you, but you're afraid that if he comes, because you've been insecure about this whole Michael Pence thing since the damn draft.
Oh, no
Let's
doubt.
Call it what it
yeah,
is.
Clearly.
Let's call it what it is.
Clearly.
All right? You were pissed off at them for doing it. You can say whatever. No. All right? And if I was him, I would have been the same damn way. But ain't no way in the hell I'm going to prevent these dudes that are fighting their ass off not giving them a chance because I'm hurt and I can't get the job done. That's crap.
Yeah. So then here's the other possibility is that they did know. They knew that he was hurt.
Then rot him.
And then it's on them.
Because
again, like, obviously the Kirk stuff is incredibly frustrating. What an awful, terrible, like, worst case scenario year. He's going to cost you a draft pick on the way in because he can't not talk. And this might cost you something on the way out, not being able to shut up.
Yeah.
And a bunch of bad games there at the end that cost you a playoff run. But if they knew, they're still here.
Yes.
They're still here. And I mean,
what the hell? If they knew and kept putting him out there, if you put him out there because you felt. And this is the only thing you can say. We felt even hurt, he gave us the best chance to win.
Right.
Well, I would have liked to seen it.
Well, and that's
something
what they,
else.
That's what they kept saying.
And that's what they kept saying.
They kept saying
he gives us the best chance, the best chance, the best chance, because you kept saying you can get out of it. It's hard to get out of something when you're hurt.
Right. He's going to play his way through it.
It's
or
hard
whatever.
To play through hurt because he never got better.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't.
They beat the Raiders because the Raiders. They beat the Raiders and the Giants.
They beat the Raiders because the Raiders are the worst team in the NFL. We watched the game.
He tried to blow the game. He never got better.
No, he didn't. That's why they benched him after a win. I mean, they finally won a game, and they benched him after the win.
How do you look at the Minnesota game?
He actually played okay in that game. He played okay in the Minnesota game. He threw two picks, no touchdowns, but he did throw for 344, 23-37. There was some, I don't know. That was the one game where it was like, all right, like that looks a little bit better. They lost the game, obviously, and he threw the pick late to, I forget who the Minnesota DB was, but it was a great play by him. But, yeah, he did throw for 344 in that game. And he threw for 245 in the Chargers game. He just threw four interceptions. And there were obvious throws that he just couldn't make. Like, you saw decisions that he was making that were just compromised. So, yeah, man, there it is. Went on TV and told us what happened.
That's crap.
Now we see what happens next. Sounds like they're probably going to be looking into that one again. So, cool. If nothing else, it's a guaranteed I'm done in Atlanta.
Oh, no, he's
I'll
not
tell you
here.
That. Not that we needed any more confirmation on that. But that's I'm out of here.
Oh, he is wearing number 77.
Yeah, he got to wear 77.
He can't come in.
Luca's got to wear 77. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get back into the big story of the day. Top of the 1 o'clock hour, Brandon Adams is going to stop by and talk some college football at 1:20. We'll get to an AMA an hour from right now as well. As it seems like more folks are seeing and hearing the Kirk Cousins audio from NFL Network this morning, you know, all the really good reporters here in town kind of go back into their database and they're like, oh yeah, all right, here's the questions I asked at that time, here's the responses at that time. You can kind of cross check, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, D-Led just tweeted out that, and I remember this because he was asked. Cousins was asked about being on the injury report that Wednesday. He said that was just a mistake. Mm-hmm. That was a clerical error.
Yep.
That he was put on there and he wasn't supposed to be, and blah blah blah. All right. So now, but you now are okay.
That's
cool.
That's crap, man. Yep. I'm gonna stop saying that. But I'm just saying, like, if you are that self, and I always got to read it, Randy. You played through stuff. They said you shouldn't play. You went out there and played anyway. Didn't affect the team in a bad way. You affect the team in a bad damn way, son.
Here's the thing, though, Randy. And I'm a
tight end. I know quarterback.
That's not what I was going to say. What I was going to say is they knew and everyone knew what you were dealing with.
Yes.
You weren't hiding it from anyone. They weren't hiding it from anyone. You were probably listed on the injury report. All the stuff that you do when someone's injured. And then you say, to hell with it. I'm tough. Whatever. I'm going to play. But all that, it was all public. Like, that was all above board. What we're talking about here is likely a situation that was not. That was somebody was not being honest.
Somebody
about
wasn't
something.
Being honest in this situation.
Somebody was not being honest.
Again,
about
if this dude,
or maybe he's not being honest now to cover his own ass to try to get a job, which is also bad.
But think about if this man knew that he could not go out there and perform at his highest level. Again, being hurt, you're not going to be 100%. It's just what it is. But if you're telling me that you just kept going out there and putting your team in the predicament that you put them in and couldn't say to your damn self, because a lot of times as men, as alpha men, because he's an alpha man, you can't play in this league and you're not one, say, but I can fix it. You remember my phrase I used to always say with Arthur Smith? Uno, Nuno. Mm-hmm. I can get us out of this.
Yeah.
And yet you kept not doing it.
That's why you have other people. Right?
You kept not
That's why
doing
there's
it.
Other people's jobs to say.
And if you're sitting there telling.
No, you can't.
And I go
no
back,
offense.
Going back,
no, you can't.
Andy, and I said it, and I was like, if this man did not want to go out because of Michael Penix and he got in and you won't get your job back, then I said, that's selfish as hell. You remember I kept saying that? Yeah. But I don't want to put that on him.
Right, because you don't want to believe someone would do that.
I don't want to believe
you want to give people
somebody
the benefit
would
of the
do
doubt.
That.
Right, of course.
He lost it with me.
Of course.
Because if you come up.
Because even if that's not what happened, even if it's some other thing, either way, somebody was being dishonest about what happened in the year. He just went on TV today to clear his own name to try to get a job.
That's
next
exactly
year,
what he did.
Which is a selfish thing to do. Like, yeah. He just threw the organization under the bus in an attempt to clear his name in a public relations ploy to get a job next year on another team.
Yes, like, because
it's not great.
Because Alt is quarterback starved as this league is.
Oh, he'll get a job.
You know how many teams just heard that?
Yeah, he'll get a job. Even if he didn't do that, he would. That's the thing that's annoying to me, though, is like he was going to get a job either way. You don't have to play this. Now, maybe a starting job. I really don't know. But they're also going to hear what we're hearing and think about it the way we're thinking about it, too, which is, what's this guy up to? You know, like, why is he, what's he saying all this
but
stuff?
But Rashad got out ahead and just benched his ass.
Sure. If he was hurt, yeah.
Ross should have got out in front of it and bitched his ass.
Because then even if Penix comes in and doesn't play well, it's like, all right, well, the backup's in. You know what I mean? He's a rookie. Like, you bench the guy because he's injured. You didn't bench him because he sucked. They later benched him because he sucked. Maybe he sucked because he was injured, which is what we thought all along. You don't just stop playing football well in the middle of a season where you're playing football well. It's physical. It's something that happened physically, which is always what everybody knew. It was just this weird, mysterious thing of like, I don't know, I guess it's just the Falcons. No, man. He got hit, he got hurt, and then he couldn't do it the same. That's what it was.
Period.
Joe Patrick asked him about it after the season, and they were like, nah, he was healthy.
Yeah.
So.
No.
Okay.
Healthy enough to play? Okay. Healthy enough to be productive? Hell no.
Not healthy enough to win, because between that Saints game, the Denver game, the Chargers game, and the Minnesota game, he threw 0 touchdowns and 9 interceptions.
Yeah.
So, or 8 interceptions, sorry. Yeah. Let me not pile on. 8 interceptions. The 9th interception came the next week against the Raiders,
yes.
Who are the worst team in the NFL, and starting Desmond Ridder, and they had the ball at the end with a chance to win.
Yeah.
While you and me were having a hell of a time.
In Las Vegas. Yeah.
So that's the way that it went down. What happens next? I don't know. If I'm them, I don't know. They don't have to take my advice, whatever. This is dime store stuff here, but if I'm them, I'm cutting him.
Yeah.
Like right now, quick.
Why not?
You got to stop having Kirk Cousins on TV with the Falcons logo next to his name saying stuff about the organization.
Because they're going to come back and look at that. Yeah. The league don't let nothing like this slide.
The next interview he gives on TV, he needs to be free agent quarterback Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
Not Atlanta Falcon Kirk Cousins. Because when he speaks, he's still
costly your stuff.
And a member of the team. Like, he's a part of the organization right now going on TV saying stuff like this. Yeah, you got to cut that dude. You're going to cut him anyway.
Yeah.
Like,
why wait?
You got to cut him. Got to cut bait. All right. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So before I get to the couple of sound bites from the best Super Bowl reporter that is walking the planet, lots of people getting in trouble in the last 24, 48 hours. And we'll start in Major League Baseball, where Pat Hoberg, MLB umpire who called a perfect game in the 2022 World Series, he has like a 97% accuracy rate, was fired back in May, went through the entire season throwing down appeals, trying to save his job. He has officially been terminated. All those appeals have been denied for he's sharing a sportsbook account with a poker-playing buddy that gambled on baseball. Mm-hmm. There has been no proof that he actually threw games or gambled on baseball himself. Why in the hell would you be sharing a sports betting account with anyone?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's weird anyway, in the first place.
Especially if you're associated with the sports.
Because you're smart enough to know that you're not supposed to gamble, and even if he didn't gamble, you're smart enough to know that you're not supposed to be associated with anyone that's gambling. What is his claim? I mean, is he going to make the Shohei argument? I didn't know.
All he says is that he takes full responsibility. Why do you share an account with somebody? That's the most ridiculous.
Especially like a buddy or something.
Did the poker playing guy not have any bad credit, or you don't even have to have good credit to get a gambling account?
No, you don't.
I had never even heard of that. Who shares a?
Maybe it's a zip code thing.
Okay.
Where he wanted to use this guy's address.
Yeah, maybe he lives in a state where you're not allowed to do online stuff.
But why say yes to that? You're a Major League Baseball umpire.
Yeah.
You're one of the good ones.
Right, he's actually a really good umpire. Yeah, no, I know. I don't know. It's weird. And I heard somebody try to make the claim. It's like, well, it's like sharing your Netflix password.
No, it isn't. I don't think so.
No, it isn't.
You got to have money in those accounts to gamble with it.
Maybe this is a thing people do, but I've just never heard of sharing a betting account before. Even tangentially related.
Humans do super strange things.
But here's the deal. You can't be associated with gambling right now if you're someone in professional sports.
Period.
Unless you're Shohei Ohtani.
Just don't do it.
Period.
Yeah, you can't. You can't do it, or else they're going to get rid of you.
So I don't even know if this guy is a sports star. He was married to a wife of one at one point. Marcus Jordan arrested in the wee hours this morning.
His dad was pretty good.
Cocaine possession and DUI and resisting arrest.
He was on that snout.
Yeah, you're going to resist a lot of stuff.
You're on that snout. You think you're Hercules or them, the Hulk or something probably.
The Hulk, yeah.
This dude on that. Mark, see, only person that didn't let her do that to them. Future.
Yeah, Future did it to her.
Future did it to her.
Yeah.
Future got had her nose wide open.
Yeah, no,
she got Scotty looking all crazy with thinking he looked young with them damn ugly-ass dreads.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Scotty already looked weird.
Yeah.
Now he's a little older and he's got dreads.
Looked like Auntie Bonnie with them damn dreads and that face.
Not good.
And then.
Not good.
Then she got this cat, snouting.
So I had jotted down a note here on my baseball.
Meanwhile, Future living his best life.
Just winning.
Living his best life. Probably won a Grammy the other night.
Those of you that play MLB The Show, the baseball game on every, it's the baseball video game. This season, MLB The Show 25, college baseball teams and metal bats being introduced to MLB The Show.
So
that'll be fun.
Ping. That'll be cool. I know who you're going to be playing with.
I'm just wondering if you can use a metal bat with major league players or in major league state. I don't know.
They should allow you to do that.
I hit one 483 feet out of Truist Park, and I went and found the spot where my ball would have landed, and it would have landed almost in the green space.
Wow!
Imagine with a metal bat.
Yeah.
Could hit one all the way to Antico.
Who's the biggest, longest home run hitting slugger in baseball right now? Is it Aaron Judge? Is it
probably? Yeah.
Who hits the ball the furthest? I mean, that dude with a metal bat, that's a weapon. Like the third baseman
100%.
Should just play in left field.
Yes. Yeah, that's why they stop. They don't use metal in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, I struggle with how they still allow them to use metal bats in college. Like, I know the BB Corps stuff. Like, they have to be certain ratings.
Right.
But you can kill somebody. But that's why they play baseball. You can move out of the way pretty good. You have gloves.
You have a glove. Yeah. You got a cup.
So you remember the jackleg Ravens fan that went around town punching Washington Commanders fans?
Yes.
I do remember that.
He got sentenced. Now, I'm kind of confused by the sentence. Maybe somebody on the text line can let us know, or maybe y'all know. This cat just got a 10-year suspended jail sentence.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Plus 24 months probation. So pretty a suspended much. Sentence means you're not in going to jail?
Yeah, he's not going to jail.
Yeah.
He's not going to jail.
But so what is he doing for 10 years? He only gets 2 years of probation.
Yeah, then it's like if you get another violent crime or something like that in that 10-year period, you probably will go to jail.
So that would be 10 years of probation, wouldn't it?
Well, probation's different
than a suspended sentence.
Probation's even more. No, probably not that, because they would have said house arrest if he was.
Yeah, yeah.
Probation, you got to check in. You know, you got to go to your probation officer, and you got to. There's various other stipulations that you're not allowed to do.
Right.
Not. I mean.
He also had to shell out
$4,000. I got some friends, you know, I don't know.
He also had to shell out $4,000 to one of the victims. If I'm that victim, I'm going after a lot more than $4,000.
Hell yeah. No,
if I got knocked out of the street and
you should be allowed
internet,
to punch him in the face.
You should go punch him right in his face. Exactly.
That, cool. The judge should have been
all right. Take the aluminum bat, beat him in the back of his leg.
Special sentencing. All the people that you punched now also get to pick whoever they want to punch
you. There's nothing wrong. I
forgot. Or do it themselves.
Before we get to the best Super Bowl reporter in the world, if you're planning on going to the Super Bowl, hey, ticket prices are plummeting, if that's what you want. 2 weeks ago,
really? The
lowest price ticket, and this is from the Game Time ticketing app, but the other apps like StubHub, Ticketmaster, or Resale are similar. Only last Friday, $6,300 gets you in the door. Mm-hmm. Well, now you can get in the door for $4,300. Cheapest ticket.
It's $2,000 less.
All right. The most expensive ticket is still $37,000. So, plan on going down to New Orleans to the Super Bowl. You're still going to have to open up the checkbook.
I mean, no, I'm good.
There's not that much spend $37,000 on.
Unless I can live or drive it.
Yeah.
Or educate my children.
I could. Can you do like a car trade-in for one of those tickets?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think the element's getting me from 37. I'm probably getting down to 34, maybe.
What do y'all think the face value is of those tickets?
What's printed on there?
$4,000.
Like the players' tickets that we got for Super Bowl, they were nosebleeds. You got two. They went for $25 apiece.
$2,500?
Yeah.
Do you know what the face value was?
No, the face value was not.
Probably like $150, $200, something like that,
so
I would think. We paid
$500 for it.
Okay, so
Super Bowl 44. Yeah.
Maybe you paid face value.
Was 2010. Uh-huh. So that was, 15 years ago? The face value on my ticket was $850.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I don't know what it would have gone for. I didn't try to sell it.
A lot more than that.
I'm just curious what the face value is for these tickets. If you're going for $4,000, I mean, I guess $850 in 15 years ago. So it's probably like $1,000. $1,500?
I don't know, but a lot. You're making a nice little come up if you have a face value ticket and you can sell it.
Yeah, for real. So here's Jameis Winston, who is talked about last week, employed by Fox as the digital reporter for the Super Bowl. So here's Jameis. If you know, arguably the best player in the Super Bowl, Saquon Barkley, he's always going to have a scrum around him when media nights start. So if you can't get near Saquon, you can at least yell at him.
Hey, one more question, Saquon. One more question. In this free agency, man, I'm a free agent. I really don't got no job. Who should sign me in free agency?
I think New York needs a little bit right now.
New York? Who? Okay, brother. Thank you.
He is screaming at Saquon while Saquon's talking to other reporters, holding a microphone above
his head.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, Jameis. I gotta love Jameis.
What did Saquon say? New York.
He said New York Giants.
Oh, the Giants.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he did. So here's another one. This is Jameis actually interviewing Chris Jones.
You've been here before, man. You going for your fourth Super Bowl with this organization, man. What all of us really want to know here today, brother, is what's your favorite color?
What? Oh, man, Jameis, man, it's always a pleasure, man. Favorite color is always red, man.
Red? Do you be seeing red when you be sacking quarterbacks, man? Because you're not pleasant when you're in the backfield.
You know what? I do see a sea of red, man.
Okay, so when you push my right tackle in my lap, were you thinking about the sack or were you just trying to hurt my right tackle?
I was definitely thinking about the sack. Okay. I was definitely thinking about the sack, man.
Favorite color?
My favorite color?
Black. I like blue. Bo?
Mm. Same, blue.
Blue.
Royal, if you want to get more specific.
Abe?
Turquoise.
Fuchsia?
Turquoise.
Blue. Blue. All right. Okay. Three blues and a black. All right. We'll come. Not what I meant, man. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day. Oh, man. Out of context, that's a tough one. Final hour next, maybe not for me. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.